As lawmakers continue to debate how to handle the state's budget gap, the University of Alaska is facing major cuts and a budget hole of its own that could add up to $75 million. University President Jim Johnson is pitching one potential plan, bringing the entire university system under a single accreditation rather than its current setup with three administratively separate campuses.
I think there's enough potential for increased collaboration across the campuses, and reduced administrative cost and more streamlined processes, that I think it will be a net benefit for our students. Otherwise, I wouldn't be looking at it.
If the university pursues that route, Johnson says the day-to-day classroom life of students would be largely unchanged. What would change is the administrative structure of the system. Johnson says having four separate bureaucracies, one for each of the main campuses and the statewide entity, is excessive.
In order to serve our 30,000 students and then this, 700 or so thousand Alaskans in this tight financial time, we've really got to scrutinize that administrative structure to make sure that every dollar possible is going into something that's academic and making a difference for our students.
Johnson estimates that savings would be somewhere in the $5 to $6 million range just from restructuring top-level administrators. Among the positions that could be cut, university chancellors. Johnson says that means the University of Alaska Fairbanks will not be appointing a permanent chancellor in the near term.